Falsely reporting an incident involving a bomb, hazardous substance, or threatening to set a fire on school grounds is a Class D felony. But threatening mass violence with a gun is only a misdemeanor. State Senator Patrick Gallivan says the change he's proposing would remove the inconsistency in the law.
The lawmakers treated a bomb threat very seriously. They recognized the disruption. They saw the deterrent value in making it a felony. And this is now a type of conduct that's becoming more and more prevalent, the threats of this. And we want to treat that very seriously as well. And it's not something that I think we saw 20, 30 years ago, but now that we are, it's the law catching up with technology.
If approved, Gallivan says regardless of the method, any threat of mass violence against a school would be punished severely.
But the hope isn't to punish. The hope is that people are aware of this and it serves as a deterrent, so we see less and less of this activity.
Gallivan says threatening violence not only creates fear for students, teachers, and parents, he says it also disrupts the learning process and puts an enormous strain on law enforcement. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.